wrote it all down. 4,200 square feet, four floors, perfect. Courtyard and back, south-facing yards, perfect.
Shouldn't we just wait for the car service?
No, we're in traffic forever.
Is that the listing sheet?
There is no listing sheet. I heard about it this morning. It'll be gone by this afternoon.
Well, how many more after this one?
None. You know how tight the market is.
Tara, do you have to ride that here?
Mom, we're in the street.
Evan!
One day, you will learn to respect people's time, dear. One day, you will realize that the world does not stop and start at your convenience.
I am so sorry.
I'm meeting Arthur Digby Lawrence in 26 minutes, and if you think Arthur Digby Lawrence is the kind of man who tolerates tardiness, you are sadly mistaken.
You are a saint to wait for.
Hey.
Hello. It's kind of between townhouse and brownstone. We like to call it a townstone, built in 1879. This is the middle of the house, the parlor floor. Here is the living room. Formal dining is in the back. Casual dining below, the kitchen floor, which was renovated in 94 with all the expected amenities. There are two bedroom floors above.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
Hey, kid, no scooter.
Well, I don't have to tell you this amount of living space is extremely uncommon in Manhattan.
It's got a yard.
Sort of.
Which is in a bit of disarray, but then again, 21-foot lot, 53 deep, which allows for an expansive garden. Working elevator. The previous owner was disabled the last years of his life. Highly unusual, the elevator. You will not find this in 90% of brownstones. Perhaps it is something of a fixer-upper, but we do anticipate an enormous amount of interest. It's a very emotional property. Shall we have a look at the rest?
We should make an offer immediately. Well, can I see it first?
Believe me, there's nothing remotely like this on the market right now.
You can't move from Greenwich to the Upper West Side. You expect to still have a house and a yard and a dog and a cat. Everything you told me you wanted and more. You'll have another family. My God, you could have two. It's a fortune.
Mom, it's not Barney's. You don't have to pay the price on the tag.
He can afford it.
It would be so lovely if I could show the property before I leave. Hardwood floors throughout, as many as six working fireplaces. This is the top floor, two bedrooms, one at either end. They share one small bar. Originally, this would have been the servants' quarters. The previous owner kept a small nursing staff. I don't know if you have live-in help.
No. It's just the two of us.
Third floor, spare bedroom, den, what have you. Mr. Perlstein used this as an office.
He's talking about Sidney Perlstein, the financier.
May I ask what you do, Mrs.?
Actually, I'm going back to school, Columbia.
Her husband's in pharmaceuticals.
Oh. I didn't realize you were Stephen Norton's wife.
Yes, until recently.
Master Bath.
Perlstein's been in all the papers since he died. His kids are suing each other over the estate. He was a recluse, rich, paranoid. Now it turns out they can't find half his money.
I hardly see how family gossip is germane to showing the property.
Stop calling it the property. It sounds ridiculous.
Walk-in closet. Could the little one please stop that?
Kid, no elevator!
And we emerge in the master's suite.
Huh. That's strange.
Why?
Is this room smaller than it should be?
You're the first person to notice.
On Caravan, no one from our office had the slightest idea. It's called a panic room.
medieval time.
I've read about these.
They're quite in vogue in high-end construction right now. One really can't be too careful about home invasion.
This is perfect. The alarm goes off in the middle of the night. What are you going to do? Call the police and wait till Tuesday? Traipse downstairs in your underthings to check it out? I think not.
Board concrete walls? Very phone line, not connected to the house's main line. You can call the police, nobody can cut you off. You have your own ventilation system, a bank of surveillance monitors that covers nearly every corner of the house.
This whole thing makes me nervous.
Why?
Ever read New Poe?
No, but I loved her last album.
What's to keep somebody from prying open the door?
Steel. Thick steel. Very thick steel. Full battery backup. So even if the power's off, it's still functional.
Oh, my God. Old Sydney didn't miss a trick, did he?
Open it, please.
And with kids like he's apparently got, no wonder he wanted a place to hide.
Please open the door.
That is highly inappropriate.
Open the door, please.
My room. Definitely my room.
This is completely dangerous.
That door is a hazard.
Not at all.
Whoa.
Motion detector. Like an elevator. Won't let the door close if somebody's blocking it. There's an elevator at your ankles. It couldn't be safer.
I know they'll take asking price.
It's working.
I hooked up the phone!
Good for you, Mom.
I hooked up the phone.
579 what?
3,000.
Hey. Enough. Mind the pizza?
What do you mean?
No, no, not for a smash. I thought it was something special.
I like pizza. Fuck him.
Tough.
Fuck her, too.
I agree. But tough.
Don't you think this place has way too many stairs?
Well, you didn't carry anything up.
You know, you never did ask me what I thought of this house.
Because I didn't want you to tell me you hated it.
I like our old house.
So did I. You know what I was thinking? I was thinking we could stencil a whole bookcase. And we could cut the stencils to ourselves.
Go ahead.
I forgot to set up the tour of your new school.
Dad already did it. I'm going with him on Sunday.
Oh, yeah?
So I'll just take a cab and meet him there.
Is that what he said?
Isn't that what's so great about Manhattan? You don't have to drive me everywhere.
I'll ride with you.
Why'd you bring me here if I can't go anywhere on my own?
That's it. I quit. I'm not fighting with you till tomorrow. Come here. It's disgusting how much I love you.
Tell me about it. Mom?
Yeah?
It's too dark.
bypass non-ready zone. Shunt. Enter. Oops. Bypass non-ready zone. Shunt. Enter zone number. Shunt again. In the morning, I gotta figure out how to turn this thing off. Thank you.
Come, we talk.
Fine.
Get off of there. Who's that?
This is Raoul.
Who the fuck is Raoul?
Raoul is okay. Raoul has experience.
Where'd you get him?
Through some people.
Hey, open the fucking door. Hey, no shit.
What the fuck is this?
There's a little girl on the top floor. There's a woman on the third. They're both asleep.
They're not supposed to be here.
This is your department, Jameer.
I'm not supposed to be here.
Videotape.
What?
We're on videotape. We've been on videotape, so we got within 10 feet of this place. And the tape's from
stairs. Fuck these escrow.
Fuck to me, man.
These day escrow men, that's almost 3 weeks. They should not be in here for another week.
Exactly how? It's 14 days, 3 weeks.
Business days. Escrow is always business days. 5 day weeks, always.
Right.
Wait, we can handle this. We can handle this. Can we still handle this?
It's just a woman and a kid.
Unless Daddy comes home.
Daddy's not coming home. They're in the middle of a divorce. Daddy's banging some fucking B-model on the Upper East Side, right? It's just her and a kid. Now, can we do this?
Yeah, we can do it.
Now, we're people here. And up with me.
Wait, stop.
So,
we keep an eye on her. Raoul can totally administrate that part.
I want Raoul to administrate that part. He's not even supposed to be here.
Nobody gets hurt.
What about us? What if she has a gun? Who are you?
I'm Raoul.
You know we can't do this without you. This is still a good plan. You know what? Fuck that. This is a great plan. It's just this guy's slight twist.
Yeah. Now let me kid that. 30 years.
You make a lot of promises, don't you? You promise me. You promise your kids.
No family.
Alright, you're right, okay, you're right. It's all fucked up, alright, you're fucking up. It's not how it's supposed to be. The fact of the matter is, there's still $3 million in this house, and no one but you and I even knows it's here. I want that money. I want it. But you need that money. Or have you forgotten why you're here? So let's just quit dicking around, okay? And get this over with.
To the phones.
Come on, little girl. I've got the mother. Give me... You stay here. Nobody gets back.
Bad luck. Tell me the Latin there.
Waltz in, use your head.
Okay.
Here he comes.
Lock the room back, sis. She's not getting down from here.
Good.
Why wouldn't she be in there right now calling the cops?
Could she have hooked it up this afternoon?
No, she couldn't. Look, you don't just call a bed Atlantic. She would have had to do it through Manhattan Security, which is my company. I checked the paperwork. The phone in there is not connected.
You see? There you go. She couldn't have.
I thought she wasn't going to be here.
He said she wasn't going to be here.
Fuck you and fuck you. She is not supposed to...
Do it.
Yeah, me and a couple...
Excuse me. The police are on their way.
She's lying.
You're full of...
It's not an intercom. It's a PA system.
I know. I'm just scaring her.
I suggest you leave before they get here.
What? He's saying that we don't have a phone. How could he know that?
Take what you want and get out.
Well, if only it were that easy.
What's the paper? Piece of paper. Piece of paper. Hey, Zorro, you gonna help us out here? You got a piece of paper?
What is he doing? I don't know.
What we want is in that room.
They're coming in here, aren't they?
No, they can't. I told you, they can't get in here.
What do you know about this room?
Oh, what do we know about this room?
They were almost just a few small beats.
This is our advantage.
We're not coming out.
And we're not letting you in. Get out of my house!
Say fuck.
Fuck!
Mom, get the fuck out of my house. Fuck.
Get the fuck out of my house!
Okay, I have an idea. She's a woman. Women need security.
She's not going to believe it.
Just needs to know she's dealing with decent people and she can trust us.
Conversation's over.
What? She's not coming down?
Shut up. Will you please shut up and let me think?
Yeah, but that's gonna help you think.
Okay, you know what? Fine. You think.
What if she did call the cops?
She didn't.
She just said it again, that she called the cops.
If there was any chance that the cops were on their way, do you think I would still be standing
here? Okay, fine, good, excellent. We all believe you. How do we get into that room?
Hey. What is funny about this? Is this shit funny to you?
I spent the last 12 years of my life building these rooms, specifically to keep out people like us.
Oh, it's all so ironic and amusing, okay? Now, how do we get in?
We can't. We can't get in a panic room. That's the whole point. We have to get her to come out. And why would you do that? I don't know. But when she does, she can't get out of this house. We keep her here, keep her quiet for 20 minutes, and I don't want any help from Joe Pesci over here. They want to hold up this house. Fine. We make it impossible for them to leave.
And why would they come out in the first place?
I'm working on that.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Small space?
No, okay.
You can't wake out.
I know.
I mean it.
I won't.
You know, people never get buried alive anymore. I guess it used to happen all the time.
Really?
Yeah, I read that.
And when did this happen all the time?
20, 30 years ago.
What are they doing now?
Get worked up. Sarah!
If you got through the concrete, there's 3 inches of steel. You won't even make a dent.
We'll see.
Hey, this is what I do. Okay, if some idiot with a sledgehammer could break in, do you really think that I would still have a job?
Give me the dumbest tear at your eye.
you guys just gonna stand there?
Why, what do you got, MacGyver?
Get in here with the hammer, can he?
Could you be any louder?
Come here, with his boxes.
Listen, goddammit. I'm in charge here. Now what the hell is going on?
They're gonna get in here.
No, no, they can't. They can't get in here.
Maybe fine. Or maybe just fine.
Open it some more.
We're just sending them a message. They'll get the point.
Thing up.
Don't be stupid.
Quiet.
I'm trying to scare him. I'm not trying to kill him.
What is it?
It's bad.
They're coughing?
Yeah, they're coughing. They're gonna die.
Nobody is gonna die, man. Will you please have the balls to follow through with something?
How are we gonna get in there if they pass out, Junior?
Get it back home.
They're not gonna pass out, no nuts, so throw up first.
Right, we can't get in the room if they're dead!
Stay on the ground and breathe.
goddamn it, don't watch
you. Don't you start up with this shit.
Shut it down, both of you.
I'll turn it down.
Hey, keep his ass off him.
I'm not killing anybody.
You need to tell my
authority. Turn this shit off.
No.
Turn it down!
Mom,
get into this.
Oh my God.
That's fuck right,
ambushers, man. I tried to get
out of my fucking idea. Don't turn it down.
No, no, no.
Not you.
$1,000? That's not enough. Not for this bullshit. I want a third of whatever's in that room up there.
Fine! Okay. Full share. One third. Congratulations. You bought a black ski mask, you made $1 million. Your grandma's really proud.
Losing my half of that fucking money because
of you. Hold on, slow down, half. What did you sleep through grade school? 5 seconds ago, I was a third.
Come on.
I'm just letting you know that guy's a problem. But this wasn't my idea, so he's your problem.
Hey, you know what? You're right. It wasn't your idea. None of this was your idea. It was my idea.
I'll shove it up your ass and snap it off.
You know what? You're a bus driver. Raoul, you live in Flatbush. So don't start spouting some Elmore Leonard bullshit you just heard, because I saw that movie too.
What is this? Huh? I got some news for you.
Go. Go!
Thank you.
jet.
No.
Charger. She has a cell phone.
No! Signal. Come on. Signal.
I don't think we'll be talking on our cell phone for a minute.
Why not?
You can't call out for a minute.
I did not get this line, but I hope that the main line.
We can fight it, we can cut into it.
I can't go to prison, man. I'm not built for that shit.
It doesn't come off.
I will rip it off.
Scoot over. Phillips. Jude, when I asked you to cut the phone lines, did you cut the main line in the basement? Or did you just cut the cord in the phone in the kitchen?
This is 38 West 94th Street. And
please hold.
No, I can't. Put him on the phone, bitch.
It's your fucking wife.
Move. Steve, you gotta help us.
Move!
There are three men downstairs. They broke into the...
No, he won't.
Yeah, he'll call the police.
You don't know her, Mom. She won't let him.
No. He knows that there's trouble. He heard me. He's right across the park. Right, that's why we got houses so close to each other, just in case we needed each other. He'll help us.
He won't.
Yes, he will!
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
Why?
I was trying not to tell you.
What?
I'm dizzy and hungry.
Oh, man. All she's got is NyQuil and fucking Vyol.
Looks like the gas idea didn't work out so well.
What was that?
Oh, this is impossible.
What's the plan now, Hadra?
This is worse than possible. This is unpleasant.
Drink this. All right, drink lots of water. You dropped to the low 40s. That means we just gotta get your blood sugar back up. Can you hear me okay?
Mm-hmm. I'm just a little dizzy, knocked out.
Oh, great. Smart ass. That's excellent. All right, did you see anything in here? Any candy bars or something sweet?
Uh-uh.
Oh, just check it again.
No, I did it.
Listen. Stay calm, okay? If we stay calm, everything will be fine. All right? Stay calm.
You're making me nervous.
I'm sorry.
What if I keep dropping?
You won't. I'll figure something out.
You know he's right. There's no way we're getting in that room.
What are you talking about?
I just gotta be honest with myself here. I am not a person who needs to be involved with anything quite so harrowing or perilous at this point in my life.
You'll give it up?
Hell yes. I don't need the fucking aggravation. I'll make an anonymous phone call on Monday. They'll find the floor safe. I'll inherit.
Due to Jeffrey Kaufman, dude. 5 grandkids, 6% inheritance tax. Possible to wait 900 grand to keep my goddamn hair.
Take it. Go out and get loaded.
Wait a minute. Say what you just said again.
Huh? Say that shit about the money again, baby cakes.
When? Before?
Yeah, before. We were splitting up the money in your head and you said you'd put away 800 or 900 grand, right?
What are you doing?
That was after inheritance tax, which makes it more than $1.5 million gross.
So now you're a tax attorney. Come out here.
Wait a minute.
Come on. I've got the sugar and everything. Even so, I expect it like ketchup. Gross. Hey. Travel kit.
Plus, you named like 8 other people you gotta split it with. So that's like 10 or 12 million bucks in the safe. And a fuck up like you has gotta be getting less than everybody else. So now I don't even know what to think.
You're ratting on money you'll never touch, buddy.
How much is really in there?
Mouthwash. Sacrament.
Hey, I'm talking to you. Answer me.
Okay, fine, there's more.
And when were you going to tell us this minor economic detail?
Doesn't matter now. It's totally fucking moot. Why are we having this conversation?
What are you thinking? How did you expect to get away with this? Did you think that I was going to open that safe and then me and Raul were going to wait downstairs while you picked out your share? What the fuck is the matter with you? You got us into this mess and you were going to fuck us?
You got yourself into this. You're the one with the custody lawyers up your ass. Your eyes were as big as fucking saucers when I told you about the geeks. You don't play innocent. Things didn't work out. Played past it.
Vince? Sugar free.
I'm opening that safe. You leave here, you don't get nothing.
It's looking doubtful there, big guy.
I was split the money with Raul. But I don't ever want to see you again. Cops show up on my doorstep. We will know who sent them. And we will fucking find you.
See you, Burnham. Later, Raul.
Mom!
in the fucking sound car up 125th Street a couple of times. Think you know all about it.
But you don't know nothing about me.
Sarah, listen to me. Listen to me. Go to the corner. Shut your eyes and don't turn around. Okay.
You should see the look on your face.
What's happening? Don't move. Don't you fucking move. Come here. Stop here.
Hey.
Don't you. Hey.
Shut it. Lock it. And get the fuck away from it.
Stop it, you fucking what?
Clown? Idiot? Fucking asshole? Who's the clown now?
Me.
That's right.
Burn me.
Who's got the gun?
You.
Remember that. Find out who the fuck that is. Give me a wallet. Give me a wallet. Stephen Aubrey. Did your wife give you a call, Stephen?
What did she say?
Oh, God.
Phone's dead. Did you call anybody else? Did you call the fucking cops, Stephen?
Tell me the truth.
Yeah. It probably is. Because when I do this, people don't lie.
What? What do you want?
Get us into that room up there.
I can't.
Yeah, you can. You're full of ideas. You just gotta squeeze one out.
But you want me to just make something up?
You got to the count of three. Then you end up like Junior over there. One, squeeze.
This is ridiculous.
Two, squeeze.
I don't know what to tell you.
Three.
Wait. Okay. I got an idea. Baby.
Help. Rubber Soul. Yesterday and today, Magical Mystery Tour, the White Album.
Stay warm, baby. Stay warm.
Let It Be, Revolver, Sergeant Pepper.
Oh, God!
Dad?
Open the door!
No!
Just make it look good.
Don't you tell me what the fuck...
doing? Huh? What are you doing? You've got your kid. Come on back down here.
Let's get this over with. You got the gun. Yourself. What happens if you don't get it?
Come on.
Put the gun
down.
Don't you look at me.
I'll do this.
This right here? Is this?
I didn't try. Just sometimes things, they don't work out the way you want them to.
Don.
It wasn't supposed to be like this.
Yeah, it all worked out. I suppose it would be here.
Thanks. Burn him.
not.
Is everything okay?
You all right, ma'am?
What are you... What time is it? It's a little after 4.
You got a call, ma'am?
Somebody called you?
Can we come in?
What do you want?
We'd like to come in.
No, you can't come in.
Ma'am, you sure you're all right?
I'm fine.
Ma'am, you don't look so good.
You don't look so hot yourself, Officer King. Come on, I'm freezing out here.
There are 3.
What?
Your husband said you called for help. That you said there were 3 right before you got cut off.
Oh, that phone call.
And your neighbors across the courtyard called in about some loud shouts or loud speaker of some kind.
How's the TV? It's off now.
Can I just ask you one question? What was the end of that sentence?
Huh?
When you said there were 3, what was the rest?
Nothing. My husband and I just split up. Yeah, it's my first night in a new house. I mean, I was a little drunk. And the sentence, if you insist on knowing, was going to be, there are 3 things that I will do for you if you come over here and jump into bed with me right now. Thank God I came to my senses before I said all that and I hung up so nobody would ever have to know what I was thinking. Unless, of course, 2 policemen came to my door in the middle of the night and interrogated me.
So, Rick, you want to go? Or do you want her to tell you which 3 things?
Ma'am.
If there's something you want to say to us, but maybe you can't say it right now. You might want to make some kind of a signal by blinking your eyes a few times. Something like that. That's something you could do safely.
You guys are good. You mean like if there was somebody in the house or something? You really train you guys, huh? No, I'm fine. I'm fine. Cross my heart.
Sorry to disturb you, ma'am.
This kid has seen my face.
You know what? It's not my problem.
Yeah, it is. You're here with me. You're on the hook, too. Do one, same price for the rest.
Stay the fuck away from me.
You know how this is gonna end.
the hell didn't we do that?
What the fuck is she doing? What the fuck does she think she's doing?
She's got your gun. Listen, what the fuck she thinks she's doing? Who told you to bring a gun in the first place?
Let me drop that.
let my daughter go.
We're finished. Your daughter's fine.
We can go out the back door. You're never going to see us again.
Let her go.
Okay. It's okay. Let's go.
Let go of her.
Put that gun down.
Sam, come here.
Put that fucking gun down.
Do as I say.
Don't be crazy, man. Just let her go.
Let her go!
This sounds interesting. Here's a two-bedroom with den, or third bedroom, new kitchen, original bath, 70s east.
I thought you liked the west side.
61st and Central Park West. Bank foreclosure must sell luxury doorman building. Health club. Concierge.
Concierge.
What's that?
That's French for superintendent.
What's WEA mean?
That's West End Avenue.
81st and West End Avenue. Three bedrooms plus den or fourth bedroom. Spacious living room. Cathedral windows.
You need all that space.
Ah, how about this? West 83rd, two bedroom, doorman building. Park block, partial views, bright and cheery flat, high ceilings, and wood floors.
Yeah, that one. I like the sound of that one.